I'm sat downstairs in the Guardian in London, the head offices. The sounds around me are people coming in, grabbing coffee and commencing meetings. I've got a meeting starting any minute now. It seems only right that I should share my thoughts and feelings about Audioboo and the news that's just been launched above me by Jemima Kish, although I imagine she may be working remotely somewhere else. Audioboo. 4 years now for me, and if you go to documentally.com, I've written a blog post entitled "The Future of Audioboo is Uncertain." Well, the future of everything is uncertain, really, unless you can read the future, especially in business. But to me, Audioboo is much more than a business. It's an ecosystem. It's a network of stories connected to hearts and souls and minds of people passionately involved. A community that I haven't seen since Seismic. In many ways, much stronger than Seismic, because we're carrying these stories of these people and connecting with them directly from our back pockets or wherever we may be, because audio is way more mobile, it's multitasking media, and we can connect with it whilst we're doing other things. I feel quite a strong bond to the people I subscribe to in audio, whether they be a podcaster or whether they use the Audioboo platform. And I do fear for the future of Audioboo as it desperately tries to grow and make the shareholders happy, because it's all about growth and how much money you can accumulate before you sell on your community of people beavering away, sharing their innermost thoughts. How do you really ethically monetize all of that? If I can read my blog post to those that aren't going to go to the blog, I've said the future of Audioboo is uncertain, like most online spaces, but Audioboo isn't like most online spaces. I first blogged about Audioboo 4 years ago, not long after its launch. I embraced it immediately, wholeheartedly, and have been passionately singing its praises ever since, mainly in my talks and workshops around the globe. Audioboo, its simplicity, and why audio is important in today's connected world has been a major part of my talks to the Foreign Office, all the political parties, the British Council, the Open University, Reuters, Al Jazeera, the BBC journalists upstairs where I'm sat right now. I fell in love with the way it just worked. Its intertwining of geographic data, text, photos and audio. It's been my main digital story-making tool for the last 4 years, and that's no exaggeration. I've laughed, cried and shared more audio than any other medium, all because of this one app. I shared moments so personal to me that I actually can't go back and listen to them. And in a time when we're told to kind of hold back and not release that much into the internet because of fear of, you know, reprisals from trolls or data miners or the releasing of your private feelings, Audioboo has kind of enabled it in some ways to be done, I would say, safely right now. I mean, if you don't feel embarrassed about being honest about how you feel, and I hope that came across in the blog post. I won't read it all, but I just want Audioboo to listen to the community like they attempted to do before they built, from scratch it seems, the new app. So many simple things could have been done, but the fact they weren't done, and this app is designed by and for a who knows what, but it's not about social. It's not about stories. It's not about discovery. It shows that Audioboo, very recently, has not been about listening to its core community. And when the core community decides that Audioboo's not worth bothering with, the heart turns to stone. The heart is removed from the community and the ecosystem falls apart. That's what I think. And I've seen that happen and it's happening all the time as desperately we try to stick ads on soul-filled, heartfelt stories. So, my thoughts right now, pre-coffee, ever so slightly tired because I was up at silly o'clock in the morning attempting to write my thoughts, and I have done on documentally.com.